Becker on 3D, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Coming up at the top of the hour to kick off the fourth hour, we will carry John Robinson's press conference live over at the Titans facility. Now, we've been saying it all day. We've been talking about this story for several weeks now, and kind of the ringleader, the one that's been out in front of the story all along, is Ian Rapoport, who is the national insider for NFL Network and NFL.com. He now joins us. Ian, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Well, obviously not the show that we thought we were going to do today, but things do change.
Nope.
And obviously things change for Mike Mularkey and John Robinson and the Titans organization as they mutually agree to part ways. What happened? You've been reporting this story for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how mutual it was, but I know that was how the story originally came out. I'm not sure that was exactly the case. I'm not sure I can remember a story with this many twists and turns. I mean, this is a situation where, you know, my understanding was the Titans were going to fire him when he lost week 17. And I actually decided before that to fire him, then he won. We're going to fire him even after the playoff game when they lost, except they didn't lose, they won. And then before the loss to the Patriots, I think it was the morning of. It was either the morning of the day before, John Robinson and Steve Underwood walked into Mularkey's office and told him that they were going to extend him and that he was the guy going forward. Went out, and they said it would be done after the game. Went out, coached the game. I got word last night that they were offering him an extension, which obviously was an indication that he was staying. And then the conversations they had broke down where it related to the coaching staff and the quarterback position. I'm not 100% sure, but my assumption is that involved the potential firing an offensive coordinator that Mularkey did not want to do.
Both of us have been covering this team, Ian, since they landed on Nashville soil. So we've been at it for a long time, and certainly we were both doing this when Mike Munchak, it feels exactly like Mike Munchak. They were,
yes, it does. That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah, they're gearing up for an extension, but they want him to make staff changes, and Mike Munchak says, no way. My staff is good enough. We proved it, and I'm not firing my staff. I believe in them. And, of course, as you said, mutually parted ways. It's never mutually. They parted ways. So do you think that's at the core of this again, staff changes? And Mike Mularkey said, my staff just went to the division round of the playoffs. They're good enough. I'm keeping them.
Yeah, that is. I don't know that for a fact, but that is as it was explained to me what happened. And you know, it's interesting. Last night, I was seeing some of the tweets from the press conference from some of the beat writers, and you know, it was sort of quickly addressed. Like, yeah, you know, I don't expect staff changes, offensive coordinator, and that was before I'd gotten the news of the extension. And I was like, huh, well, that's not good. And then, you know, a couple hours later, I get word that they had offered him an extension. I was like, oh, well, I guess the front office decided that was okay. And obviously there was a disconnect there in my brain because these things were not okay. And the fact that he came out so quickly and said he was not going to make changes was not good. And, you know, part of the problem here is we can judge Mike Mularkey and his coaching staff on the results and how they did on the field. The problem is, the players are good. They have good talent. John Robinson does a really good job, as far as just stocking this roster. So, yeah, I think they are pretty good. The quarterback has not improved like anyone wanted, and they think better coaches can make him a better player, and I would probably agree.
Okay, building off of that, so that's certainly at the core of this as well, right? This is about the development or lack of in year three. He took a step forward year one to year two, did not take the step forward in year three, took a step backwards.
Right.
So that's, since you've been reporting, as you said, going back to the Jacksonville game, that's really what's at the core of this, is just the, you know, lack of development of the franchise quarterback?
That is a big part of it, yeah. Like, for instance, you know, I know all was not well with Mularkey, although he was definitely well thought of it as far at the ownership level. You know, but if he had said, you know, I'm going to make a change in offensive coordinator, bring in the best guy to develop Mariota in this offense, I'm not definitely saying that he was going to stay, but I think he would have had a chance.
Ian Rapoport is with us. He is with the NFL Network. Ian, so let's look at the Josh McDaniels factor here. It's pretty easy to, you know, connect the dots and say John Robinson goes way back with Josh McDaniels. But right now, where we sit, what would be the strategy, and especially with Josh McDaniels still coaching the Patriots who are still active, how does that work? How does he make his play here, and what are the realistic chances?
First of all, the timing makes it difficult. January 28th is when they can interview coaching candidates who are still playing. So that would be Josh. And that's tough because you're not even going to, you know, if the fix was in, if they were definitely going to interview him, then this would all be a sham. If they were definitely going to hire him, this would all be a sham. I'm not sure that is the case. I know the Colts are definitely down the line with Josh. I know there was strong mutual interest reported that with Tom Pelissero like an hour ago. And we'll see if the Titans can break through. But I don't think it's going to be a slam dunk with Josh McDaniels. Having to wait is difficult. Plus, you know, there's a lot of other ways to get the quarterback position better, and it's not just hiring the best offensive head coach. It could be hiring the best defensive head coach who's going to bring along great coordinators. A lot of different ways to do this.
Well, that brings us to Mike Vrabel, who I know you, among a number of other reporters, have put him out there that he is going to interview. So tell us where Vrabel do you think might be ready. What's the argument for him to be a good head coach?
You know, it's interesting because he is a good man. He was a very good player, pretty good coordinator. I wouldn't say, you know, set the world on fire in Houston. Had some injuries, but, you know, scheme is definitely simpler than it was with Romeo Crennel. As a position coach in college at Ohio State, didn't seem like he did a great job. And yet everybody wants to talk to him because, to me, this isn't about being a great coordinator. It's about leadership, and this is a guy who can lead. And you can hire a very good defensive coordinator. You can hire a great offensive coordinator. The really good head coaches, you sort of forget what their specialty is. I think Vrabel is a really good leader, and he can relate to players because, you know, he did it at such a high level, and he probably still could kick most of their asses. So I think it's definitely a hire to keep an eye on.
Do you think John Robinson is determined to go with somebody with Patriot ties? Do you think that is something he would like to do in a perfect world?
I think he would like to hire someone who he knows and has experience with. You know, half the freaking world has Patriots ties. You know, Mike Vrabel hasn't been a Patriots assistant ever, right? I don't think he ever was a Patriots assistant, if I remember correctly. But he was a Patriots player. You know, there's so many with Patriots ties. I think he probably just would like to go with someone he knows just because building a trust is so hard and you sort of need that. But there are certainly a lot of options who have some Patriots ties in their past.
Other than the obvious of, yes, it's one of 32 jobs in the world, get that. You talk to people all around the league. Do the outsiders view the Titans job, the Titans franchise,
yes,
as a good job?
Yes.
Why?
Absolutely, 100%. Talent is really good. Quarterback has potential to be very good. John Robinson has a really good reputation. Everybody loves Nashville, and so do I. I look forward to my oldest son getting into Vanderbilt in 15 years so we can move down to Nashville. What? That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on board.
But
we're
Ian, you've got the contact. All you got to do is talk to your man Josh Cooper, right? Our guy. He's the Vanderbilt guy. He knows
that's
people.
Right. Some of the high-powered people I know with Vanderbilt ties. This is a very good job. It is a very, very good job. And it's the kind of thing where someone could come in and win immediately. You know, I wouldn't say this was the top job because it's hard to say that when I think Detroit's really good too. Good, but man, this is an attractive place to coach.
Ian, part of the process, as we know, with the Rooney Rule, would be to interview minority candidates. Who are some of the best minority candidates that are out there right now that now with, you know, with some of these job openings are at least going to get a look?
Well, you know, Steve Wilkes is a good place to start. You know, he's in the mix of the Giants. He's in the mix of the Cardinals. He is a very respected leader, similar to Vrabel. Doesn't have Patriots ties, but is considered to be very, very good. You know, if they are, you know, open to or interested in a defensive coach, I would say that would be a pretty good place to start. I don't know if he knows John Robinson, but that would be a pretty good place to start.
Okay, go on.
You know,
go ahead.
There's definitely others, but, you know, Terrell Austin has been interviewed several times. He has a defensive coordinator job, presumably not getting an interview this time. Not a great list, unfortunately.
Along the lines of what I asked you, if Josh McDaniels, if it came down to the Titans or the Colts, which one would you view as the better job moving forward?
To me, you know, the Titans probably is better. And that was, you know, what I was told all along was that Josh wanted the Titans. But I'm not so sure now because I know there's mutual interest in the Colts and he's got a strong relationship with Chris Ballard, the GM. So I'm not sure which way it's going to go now. But I think the Colts are still very much in the picture.
All right, Ian, leave us with this. Now that we've gone with this backwards and forwards, it was certainly an interesting weekend. But where were you seated when the pass was caught by Mr. Diggs yesterday? What was your perspective? Were you there? Where were you?
No, I don't travel to games just so I can be in front of a TV when crazy stuff happens. I was in my basement. I have a three TV set up there. It was bath time for our boys, and all I needed to do was go up and start bath time. And I kept going, just hang on, like tell my wife, just hang on. There's like 20 seconds left. I'll be right up. And then I didn't move for a while. I've never seen anything like that. And I don't, you know, he should have gone out of bounds. He was trained to go out of bounds. The Vikings coaches thought he had stepped out of bounds. I don't understand why he didn't. And it turned into one of the most amazing plays we've seen.
No doubt about it. I was in the same boat. Just give me another minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. This game is almost over.
Yeah.
This is the last play.
Crazy.
Oof. Yep. Hey, really appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys.
Ian Rapoport, you can see him throughout the week on NFL Network, up to the minute, 3 o'clock Central and NFL Total Access at 6 p.m. Central Time. Good to talk to him. Pretty interesting what he said. Like, I know it's always, of course it's attractive because it's an NFL head coaching job, but not all jobs in the NFL are viewed as great jobs. He was pretty quick to say yes.
It's a lot different than it was when the job was open for Mike Mularkey, I think. Just because the roster, the cap space, there's just a lot to like where they were starting from scratch when John Robinson and Mike Mularkey were first named 2 years ago. True?
I think you can even go back a step further. It was viewed even differently when the hire of Ken Wisenhunt.
Yeah. I mean, you were. It had to get worse before it got better at that point.
Still, I don't think was viewed because at that point it was kind of a rudderless ship.
Yes.
Although Tommy Smith was in charge at that point, which is still kind of scary to say out loud.
Right.
And it cost him with that hire. Oh, we will come back. John Robinson live, his press conference. We will carry that for the fourth and final hour of 3D. That's next.